Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Today's workout, although not entitled with a not for time option, is the workout this week that I would consider to be the not for time option. If you don't know what that is, you didn't watch the Noodle Linchpin video. Even though it's a 20-minute AMRAP, you could do it as a quote-unquote not-for-time option by just running the clock for 20 minutes and just not really ratcheting up the intensity today and use today as one of your workouts to ease back a little bit, if you so desire. But if you're feeling great, you know, go for it. Today's workout, AMRAP 20 minutes, as many reps and rounds as possible in 20 minutes of 30 double-unders, a 100-meter run, 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups. Of course, we have some other equipment conversions. If you can't run, you're going to do it on a bike or a rower. This workout is a sleepy little devil. It looks so innocent. The reps are so low. I mean, if you struggle with double unders, 30's a lot. I get that. But in general, if you have double unders, it's very reasonable. It's only 10 push-ups. It's 10 sit-ups. It's a 100-meter run. What could go wrong? Everything's going to get challenging, and the fact that it is so inviting is going to allow you to keep moving and keep moving and keep moving and rack up a lot of work by the time that this is over. And if the double unders go well, then largely this workout will be dictated by what pace you decide to do the 100 meter runs at. Is it a 100 meter run? Is it a 100 meter sprint? Is it a 100 meter shuffle? Is it a 100 meter jog? Or like a death zombie walk? To choose your own adventure. We've got videos showing the double under, push-up, and ab mat sit-up. And for this workout, I would say you would want to know that you could go at least, let's say, 5 rounds before having to break up those sets of 10 push-ups. That's probably a good indication that you can pursue the prescribed one. And if you are breaking them up before then, maybe it's because you want to, not necessarily because you need to, and because that is a smart strategy overall, and it's just a quick shake. But if it's a significant break, then we may want to consider a scaled option. But we have videos showing the double under, the push-up, and the ab mat sit-up. Super fitness robot for this would be 11 rounds or more. More likely, 6.5 rounds or more. Wild card option for today. We're keeping it the exact same, but with one change. Instead of double unders, 30 single unders per round. Still the 100-meter run, still regular push-ups. We're not going to knee push-ups or anything else, so it's just the single under change for the wild card. Scaled option keeps it a 20-minute AMRAP. Single unders are there, 100-meter run is there, but now for the push-ups, it's knee push-ups or elevated push-ups on a box. Feet on the floor, upper body pushing up on a box, and then still the 10 sit-ups. We've got a video showing the single under as well as knee push-ups. Limited equipment option. They have everything they need to do it, so they're doing their regular workout of the day. No equipment option. They don't have a jump rope, so they're going to do an AMRAP of 20 minutes of 20 jumping jacks, 100-meter run, 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups. And I've said before, the jumping jacks are also a sleeper because they're just about as metabolically demanding as double unders. But whereas you might have a trip or a miss on a double under, which is frustrating, you don't have a trip or a miss on jumping jacks. You can just keep going. So they can get exhausting. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First is for the midline, it's an either or. Either landmine twists, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or planche progression. Both of those movements have videos. If you choose the planche for some wonderful variants, watch the video. See what point in that progression is challenging for you, appropriately challenging. Spend 5 to 10 minutes playing around, and you will not be shortchanged. Then we have some conditioning. Who doesn't love some conditioning? You're going to choose one of these wonderful jewels and just pour your heart and soul into it. Either a 500-meter row, a 400-meter run, or 90 seconds max effort on the bike of your choice. We've got our cool down and stretching for the day, as always, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got a bunch of stretches based upon what we did today. Hamstring stretch, calves and foam rolling, pec stretch laying on the side, and cobra stretch for the abs, and all of those are accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed today's innocent little workout with not a barbell in sight, because the barbell is front and center for tomorrow.